The bottom line is the campaign, we all remember that he promised us to create 700,000 new jobs on top of any jobs created by the ordinary economic recovery. And I think he's finally gotten out from under the ether and understand that there's a real world out here. And on one hand, you say the government does not create jobs. They have some ability to maybe incent jobs. But the bottom line is that he's changed his position. The economy's bad. He's announced for re-election. And so he really needs to backtrack, and he has backtracked, but it's very obvious.
And now he's come out and said, regardless of what the economy does, he still is sticking to that pledge of creating 700,000 jobs in 7 years. Lou Frey, do you see this as just an amateur way to handle the situation that didn't have to turn into a flare-up?
First, let me say, I will settle right now for 600,000 new jobs, whether they came before. I'm serious. I mean, we're in a terrible position we've been in, and the job thing, there's nothing funny about it. I think most of us believe that it would be 700,000 jobs on top of where it is. Obviously, the first thing, if I'm in the other party, I look at and everything, and I say, gee, where are the jobs? In a microcosm here of what Obama's going to face nationally, because where are the jobs? 9.2% unemployment again, and the Republicans are going to go back and take all the clippings of Obama saying we're going to create jobs over this, and the Democrats are going to do the same thing in the state. So it's politics, and when you open yourself up by letting your mouth go before your brain comes into activity, you can sometimes create problems for yourself.
Was it foolhardy to make that promise of 700,000 jobs? Should you, in politics, not be so specific?
Who won?
Well, I guess you could say he won.
I mean, you know, I'm not being funny, but I mean, that was a very big, important part of it.
In recent weeks, the governor had kind of hemmed and hawed on what he actually said and now has come out to clarify his position. He also recently announced that he's planning to run again for a second term
in the governor's office.
Sure. Did he have to clean up this mess if he's going to do that?
Yes. And he's got some good people around him now, by the way, and that who really know Tallahassee and the political thing, and he's doing a lot better in terms of his personal appearances and that. But they said to him, look, you've done this. Take your hit now. It's 14 months or so before the election. If you're going to get hit now. You don't want this to happen a year from now. And so you'll find this in most campaigns. If there's a problem, it comes out early. You put it in the table, and it's old news when it comes to voting.
A bit of a preventative cleanup. Dick Batchelor, what do you think it means, though, for someone like Alex Sink, who considering a run at a second round for the governor? Are we going to see Scott versus Sink again?
Actually, I don't know. I think there are a number of candidates. Anytime you've got a governor's seat available, you're going to attract a lot of candidates. I think Dan Gelber might get in the race.
Who ran for AG last time?
Ran for AG last time.
Democratic representative.
In fact, Senator Nan Rich has said that she's going to get in the race. She's the senior senator, state Democratic senator in the Senate. But so it's wide open. So whether Alex Sinks gets it or not, there are going to be a lot of candidates in that race.
There was a surprise in Florida when Herman Cain at the Presidency 5 event came out as the winner in the Republican primary straw poll. CBS poll recently has Cain tied with Mitt Romney. Other polls show Cain surging, Romney running in place, Rick Perry losing ground. How much does that Florida straw poll matter, Lou Frey?
Well, they all matter. I think they matter a lot more than they should. I mean, we go bananas over 20 people voting in Iowa in that. And so, but there's nothing more to write about. But, you know, one of the things, and I think Dick will agree with me, we don't believe in coincidences in politics. When you look at that straw poll, you'll find that Romney was not there. He spoke before, but he didn't show up the next couple days and so forth. There were Romney voters there. They were there. One of the things that Romney wanted to do in that straw poll was stop the governor of Texas. That was the big mantra that they wanted to do. And they did stop the governor of Texas. They finished just about equal on it. And I know it would shock Dick to think that possibly, just possibly, a lot of people who were there for Romney decided, Romney's going to do all right, but we really want to stop the governor of Texas, so maybe we won't vote for Romney. Maybe we'll vote for Cain.